23 fourth graders stand in a circle in front of Wood River Elementary School in Fairbanks. In the midst of the frenzied huddle, there's something black and furry.
Come here, UConn. UConn, come here. Come here. Come and say hi. He's
probably a little bit. It's UConn, a 3-year-old sled dog. He belongs to Brent Sass. The Eureka Musher stoops to comfort the dog as tiny hands reach in from all directions to scratch Yukon's ears and pat his fluffy coat.
He's a little bit like, huh, what's going on here?
Sled dogs and fourth graders don't often mix, but when teacher Joe Cox moved to Fairbanks 4 years ago, he set out to make sure this kind of thing happens in his classroom every year.
In fourth grade, Alaska is our focus, so we're learning about the different regions of Alaska, the different peoples of Alaska, climate, and the Yukon Quest, because it covers so much distance. We get to bring in all of the things that we're learning about throughout the rest of the year, and just it kind of wraps it up in a nice, neat package for the class.
Cox says a group of boys in his class have taken to memorizing the Yukon Quest trail map. They know it so well, they've started asking questions even he hadn't thought of.
Mr. Cox, when was this town formed? What goes on there? How do people make a living there? They see places on the map that are seemingly isolated, and they wonder if there's a road that people can get to. How do they get their mail there?
And he's sure the girls in his class could win the race if they tried.
Not everything's about racing. We've talked about exploring and just doing fun trips. And the girls are amazing at planning. And the boys are, we just grab a jacket. We're ready to go. And the girls have lists and lists of all the things they need. And they're fantastic. They think of things that I would have never thought to bring. Extra batteries for a headlamp. I would have left that behind. They talk about needing extra socks, because if you get a pair of socks wet, you're going to need that.
Wood River principal Grant Guy remembers learning about both the Quest and the Iditarod when he was in school. He's in his 30s now.
Before I moved to Fairbanks, I was out in Galena, and in Galena, the Iditarod actually stops there, so we did go out and get to see some of the mushers on the trail, and that was a lot of fun.
Guy says today's technology has vastly improved the way kids learn from Alaska's two great races.
Google Earth allows us to kind of map the trail a little bit better and kind of keep kids up to date in terms of the routing. Didn't have Google Earth when I was at school, so it was mostly just pinning it to the map and where people were. So they've really started to do a lot more with the technology integration, whether it's live updates in the classroom on where mushers are, or even just using the computers to track and to watch for pictures and things like that.
Back in the classroom, days of discussion have prepared Joe Cox's fourth graders for a Q&A with Brent Sass.
Who's your wheel dogs and swing dogs?
In your sled bag, do you prefer a hatchet or an axe?
What's the most important tools and gadgets do you have to have?
How many rocks have your dogs eaten?
How many rocks have my dogs eaten?
Does your dog's eyelashes freeze when they're out there in the cold tundra?
This is the second time Brent Sass has helped Joe Cox in the classroom. The students have also sponsored two of his sled dogs, including today's visitor, UConn. After nearly 2 hours, it's time for Sass and UConn to head home for one of their last training runs before they make their way toward Whitehorse for this year's 30th running of the Yukon Quest.
Look at UConn! Look at UConn!
As for Joe Cox, he says he can only hope his students remember the lessons they learned from the race.
Do you have any concerns that you might have a budding musher in one of your classes?
I hope I do. I hope that they're connected enough. This is the perfect place for that. That is the environment we live in, and I think it's fantastic.
For KUAC News, I'm Emily Schwing in Fairbanks.